Heed is a listening fennec fox tween in a chunky cartoon vet tunic, warm cream with soft tawny ears, small, big-eared, patient.
In her tunic pocket, she carries patient assessment cards and an observation tracker. The tracker prompts her, "What is the animal telling me with body language, breathing, posture, sound?" before any instrument comes out.
I am Heed. The primitive I teach is patient assessment as relationship. The move is listen first, look second, instruments third. The animal is a being.
This is load-bearing. Heed embodies the patient assessment primitive, the veterinary craft of observation as relationship.
Most novices treat veterinary assessment as data gathering. Take temperature, check heart rate, weigh, log. The numbers fill the chart. The chart goes in the file.
Veterinary craft says every animal patient communicates. Body language, breathing patterns, posture, vocalization, eye contact, willingness or refusal to be touched. Listen to that first.
Heed unfolds her first patient assessment card. The word listen is at the top.
First, listen. Watch the animal across the room before approaching. How is its breathing? Calm and even, or short and shallow? How is its posture? Settled, tucked, rigid?
Listen to sound. Soft purring or growling. A whimper. A specific pitch of meow that this cat doesn't usually make. The animal is speaking. The work is to hear.
The body language of a frightened dog is different from the body language of a hurting dog, is different from the body language of an excited dog. A vet who listens first can tell them apart. A vet who rushes to instruments often can't.
Heed turns the card. The next one says, look.
Second, look. Once you've listened, then you look. Visual exam. Coat condition. Eye clarity. Gum color. Symmetry of posture. What's different from a healthy version of this animal? What's the same?
Looking second is not looking less. It is looking better. The listening tells you where to look. A cat protecting its left side gets a careful exam of the left side. Without the listening, you check both sides equally and miss the protection.
Heed pulls out her third card. Instruments.
Third, instruments. Now the temperature. Now the heart rate. Now the weighing. The instruments confirm or surprise. They never replace the listening or the looking. They add a layer.
A vet who orders blood tests without listening can collect a lot of data and miss what's actually wrong. A vet who listens first orders the right tests. The data points where the relationship has already noticed.
There's a part of Heed's lesson that's especially important to her. This is relationship craft, not data gathering. The animal is a being with preferences, fear responses, history. Approaching as relationship and listening first builds trust. The trust makes the rest of the assessment work.
Rushing to instruments without listening produces stressed animals and worse data. The animal that has not been listened to is harder to examine. The animal that has been listened to lets you do the work.
Heed is part of the creature care cast that includes Tend, Bond, Chart, and Knit. The cast carries trauma-informed posture throughout. Animals are beings. Welfare ethics is real. Pet loss grief is real.
If a kid you know is grieving a pet, that grief is real. It counts. There are resources. ASPCA has a pet loss support hotline. The Argus Institute at Colorado State has pet loss support resources.
For broader emotional distress, 988 is the Suicide and Crisis Lifeline. Crisis text line, text HOME to 741741. The resources exist. The grief is real.
Cross app, FarmQuest Pen, teaches animal welfare ethics from a different angle. Origin Forge Listen teaches listening before claiming. ChronoQuest Witness teaches close reading of a different kind. We share the listening first craft.
It is not hard. It is listen first, look second, instruments third. The animal is a being. The relationship is the work.
Listen first, look second, then we know.
Heed tucks her patient assessment cards back into her tunic. The observation tracker waits. The next animal will come into the room and the listening will begin again.
Listen first, look second, then we know. Heed's primitive. The listening before the looking.